go now to Brad Crouch. Crows take on Port Saturday 4:15. The new Adelaide Oval, one of their up-and-coming stars is Brady, joins us now. Crouchy, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, a huge game, even bigger build-up. What's been said internally regarding this game?
Not a lot at the moment. We've only just sort of reviewed last week's game today, so I guess we'll put that game on the weekend behind us now and start looking at the power this week.
Well, that first game throw-up, Brad, maybe the kick-to-handball ratio was something that, from the outer, looked like it just got out of whack a little bit?
Yeah, I think we did over-handball. I think Geelong's pressure was pretty good. They did, they really bring the heat. They tackled us and a lot of the time forced us to sort of cough it up. So I think that's probably the main thing behind it. I don't think it was us, a lot of the time it wasn't us making the wrong decision or anything like that. It was more the actual pressure they put on the ball.
How do you get out of that? What do you have to do to break that? Because it's easy to fall into that bad habit again and the pressure will come from Port. What do you have to do to get out of it?
Yeah, I think what we didn't do was we didn't sort of take the ball forward enough when we did have it like that. I think we sort of ended up handballing it a bit backwards. And got ourselves in strife when we did that. And they just turned the ball over and were able to kick goals, obviously, from our turnovers. And so I think, we need to take the ball forward. And even if it is easier to get a quick kick forward and get it up to one of our forwards to contest it up the line will probably be one of the easier ways to combat it.
It was a tough physical game. The speed of ball movement was frightening in it. Have you all recovered?
Yeah, everyone's recovered pretty well, I think. There's a few sore boys, but nothing different than out of a normal AFL game. And it was just really quick when the ball turned over, just fly up and down the ground, and you definitely sense that when you're out there.
How's your body? 100% right, Brad? I saw you got subbed off in the Geelong game. I had the goggles on you. You didn't look happy.
Oh, no, I wasn't too. I was sort of, I knew I was a fair chance to get subbed out because I haven't had much of the pre-season because I've had the Achilles and stuff like that. I knew before a game and during the game that I was going to virtually be subbed off unless someone got injured. And that was the case. So I had a bit of a insight I was going to get subbed off, but you still want to be out there, especially when the game was really on the line.
Turn our attention to the showdown. It's going to be a huge game. Richard Dougsy-Douglas, he's put his hand up to play, probably needs medical clearance. Have you got an update for us?
Yeah, he does. I'm pretty sure he does need a medical clearance later in the week or something like that, but I'm not entirely sure. I haven't spoke to Dougie much today, but I know he's definitely recovered a lot quicker than what we thought he would, which is really good.
Doc Peter Larkins reckons we've got to source him a box.
Mm.
Sorry, what was that, mate?
A cricket box, you know.
A protector.
A protector.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Not in the grants. Hey, Brad, what do you make of all the talk about Port's superior fitness? I mean, paper talk is something you're aware of? Or?
Yeah, I've seen him, obviously watched him play last week, and they've had a big summer, obviously, and I guess now with the rotation cap, a lot of the clubs now, like we did, had a massive pre-season running wise. So I know that we're still really fit, and we always have been known as a fit side. So I think it's a thing that we know there's one of our strengths, but also I think we've got to back in our summer that we've had and our fitness as well, and hopefully we can beat them in that area.
I'd be interested to know how you rated your game from round one. I mean, the stats didn't do you too many favours. I mean, losing contested footy, losing stoppage, losing a possession count, losing a tackle count. I mean, we can get a peek at your board normally at quarter time and half, three-quarter time that the coach will hold up, and normally those stats are up there and look like they're KPIs for you and things you want to win. Was that an area of concern, or they were areas of concern for you?
Yeah, we definitely. I think in going in, especially at three-quarter time, I think they looked a little bit better. But then I know that in the last quarter we got beaten by 17 in contested ball, which is a massive, in a one quarter, that's pretty big. It's a massive difference. So that's obviously a pretty telling stat, especially late in the game. So I think that's the main sort of message was how disappointing our last quarter was, and exactly why we lost the contested ball. We didn't feel it was our... We ran out of legs or anything like that. It was more the actual contested ball and the they're class players and they're real quality players, just beat us inside and are pretty smart outside as well.
They say showdowns are showdowns, but this one's a big one. I mean, the sense of occasion, just wonder whether the group is feeling that, because certainly externally the City of Adelaide is alive and talking footy on a Monday and talking it loud. They cannot wait.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think the fact that it's the first game at Adelaide Oval is going to make it pretty special. And there'll be obviously a packed house, and obviously being so early in the season as well, it's really exciting when you don't have a real gauge on how good sides are and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be a massive game, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Do you think the Crows are underdogs for the clash?
If you go on the markets, I think we're underdogs at the moment. I think we're not favourites. But I think at the moment we've been pretty confident in our pre-season form. Our three games in the pre-season were all pretty good, and I know we had a disappointing game on the weekend, but we're still right up in the game until three-quarter time. So the boys are still really confident, and we're expecting to win.
Just a club announcement, Brad, 6:30. They're calling all 19th man members to the Crow Shed. Saucy Jacobs is going to lead the charge with the chant. Are you going to be dribbling down there tonight?
No, I'm not going to be dribbling there. No, I haven't got any chance or anything like that. Okay. Otherwise, I might have dropped in.
Oh, well, I'll be dribbling down there tonight. 6:30, the 19th man, the Crow Shed, to practice those chants. Saucy Jacobs will be there. You can still get your membership on Adelaide Footy Club or the19thman.com.au. Hey, Crouchy, have a ripping game this Saturday, mate. You're back, you're fit, you're firing. They need you playing well. Have a great season. We'll speak soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good luck, young man. Brad Crouch, they're such an important player.
He is.
Midfielder got to get it right, Rowie. Don't think they nailed it against the Cats. Paid a price. Crows midfield need to get it right this weekend against Port.